Welcome to the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast with Lucas and Kimberly.
All right, everybody, we are doing episode number 46. Kimberly couldn't make it tonight, so once again, I am doing it with my wife, Erin. Say hello, Erin. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, Erin. Thanks for joining us.
So let's kick it off like we normally do, just without Kimberly. I'm sad she couldn't make it this week, but she will be back next week. First post we got here is turtle that they rescued. Old Man Snapper over at North Park. Everybody that's been there has probably seen that whopper of a sized turtle.
It was a big turtle.
Looked like he got stuck. You know, as you know, they were dredging the lake and the water's shallow and the mud is thick. That poor guy got stuck in the mud around the Outer Banks. And here's a video of him saving the turtle. That thing's got to weigh, what, 50 pounds, 60 pounds?
At least. Okay, now you and I walk a lot. And we walk to North Park a lot. Mm-hmm. So we're walking. We see this turtle. It's just you and I. What do you do? Do you do what he did?
I'd probably try and save it. I don't know if, I think I'd probably just climb in there and save it.
Okay, yeah. So now.
He had a stick and he was, I'm not afraid of it like biting me or anything like that.
It's not even so much that I think I would be afraid of it. I'm not even sure I would know where to start to do. Where do you?
Well, it's like digging anything out of some mud. You just pry it out or pull it out or kick it out or push it out. I don't know.
All right. If I'm being totally honest, I'm not walking over there and trying to save the turtle, even though I would like to. So what would I do if I'm alone and I see this turtle?
Well, I guess you would call the non-emergency police line and ask for the animal control guy. I bet he would come out and do it. All right. Good posts. Thank you, Good Samaritan. That turtle has probably lived a long life, and thanks to you, he'll live many years to come, I hope. I guess we got to check on him every so often, right? I liked this post. The Draft House Saloon had Dingus Day earlier this week. We went last year.
We did. I'm so bummed we couldn't go again this year. Yeah,
the Polka Pirates played, and they played last year. They were a good time, and it looked like a fun crowd again this year. Everybody having a good time and dressed in red with their squirt guns. And
yeah, when we went last year, I had no idea about the squirt gun thing, but I would have been prepared this year had we been able to go.
Didn't you get shot in the face and you're like, what the heck is going on?
I sure did. Right in the eye, actually.
Good stuff.
He shot my eye out.
Here's another post we have here. The group member says, the Brunswick Boys varsity baseball team, y'all have raised them well. My mom and I went to Panini's for dinner and the boys were waiting to be seated. They politely moved out of the way to let my mom through the door to get to where I was seated. They were well-mannered and respectful when seated as well. Just thought it was nice to see.
It is nice to see. You know, one bad apple spoils the bunch. You know, you see these posts about teens running around doing not so nice things. So it's really nice that people take the time to recognize something like that.
Definitely. Love seeing posts like that. Here's another one. Varsity Lacrosse is still undefeated. Congratulations to them. They beat Olmsted Falls 10-6. The group member said, this is what they do after every game. Picture of taking a knee. And if you've never watched lacrosse, check out their schedule and come watch. You won't be disappointed. So I'll see if I can get their schedule and point it up there. I have not seen a lacrosse game in person.
I have. It's an interesting sport.
Yeah. Looks like this post got deleted.
Uh-oh, dirty delete.
It's a dirty delete. Don't worry, I got the screenshots. This group member said, big complaint and disappointment from Hickory Ridge Cinema. Took family to see a movie and was told anytime my kid made a noise that he had to leave the movie. My kid is 2 and was not crying, was talking to the guy in front of us, was complaining, purchased tickets for all of us, so my kid had to just as much right to be there and was no different than a person talking, laughing, or even crying. We'll no longer be going there. So that reached almost 3,000 people before it was deleted by the poster. Almost everybody said that he was in the wrong.
I mean, 2 is very young to take a child to the movie. It also would depend on what movie. Before it got deleted, did it say what movie it was?
Everybody was asking what movie. Finally, it looks like the wife, same last name, did respond, Godzilla vs. Kong. There weren't a whole lot of kids' movies that day, so people were speculating on what they went to see, and it was Godzilla vs. Kong.
Okay, you have to know your own child. If you believe that they are capable of going to whatever movie you choose to take them to, you take on the responsibility of them behaving. Now, it said he was talking to the guy in front of him. Yeah. Was the guy responding? Like, were they having a conversation? Was he just at fault?
I don't know. But, you know, whether you're 2 or you're 22 or 88 or any of those numbers, if you're being a distraction in the theater, I would hope the theater would ask you to quiet down or leave, you know, for everybody else's sake.
Right.
You know, you don't go to a movie to have a conversation or, you know, laugh when it's not time to laugh or talk when it's not time. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, yeah, I don't know. But couldn't hold on and had to delete that post, I guess. this one.
Oh, this is amazing. Great job, ladies at Brunswick Reformed Church. I don't know how many people have seen that TikTok trend where women get together and they trick their spouses into wearing the same shirt, and then they all show up at a gathering wearing the same shirt. They got an entire congregation to have all of their men show up in the exact same shirt. Fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, if you threw a shirt on the bed and said, hey, here, I got this for you, wear it, I probably would. I wouldn't question it. But now seeing this in all those TikToks, I know I'm probably going to show up wearing the same thing as other people, and I'm probably be okay with that. But yeah, I wonder how many of these guys just did it and then got surprised when they got there, and how many of them just went along with it.
I think I'm being tricked, but yeah. I'm going to do it anyways.
Yeah. So that was a fun Easter trick. Here's my April Fool's trick. I posted that Brunswick Council okays installation of 48 speed bumps on 303 to curb speeders. And that Ward 5 Councilman Calhoun said, everyone flies down 303, so this is a temporary measure to determine if it will slow drivers down. And it was about 50-50. Some people believed me, and some people thought it was a funny April Fool's joke. So I think I got some people with that.
Well played.
Thank you. Sam's the Man's Tree Service used their crane to lift a cross up for Easter. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Because he now owns that property over on Pearl and
Grafton,
right behind the Red Onion. So that was a nice yeah, thing for the community.
Definitely. Susan. Susan.
She posted a picture of, I don't know if that's Mission Barbecue's door or First Watch's door, but it is slightly off compared to the window above it, and you can't not see it, right?
I definitely know I can't, and now that we're bringing up on this podcast, I bet even more will go look at it.
Mm-hmm. And I was driving by it today, and I noticed that next to the power panels, it looks like there's some kind of downspout, and it is not straight either.
The black pole?
Yeah.
Yes.
I swear, it looks like it's about, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 degrees off, but it's definitely not straight. I want to go over there with a level just to make sure, but I don't know if the whole building is made to be wonky, like a Ripley's Believe It or Not thing or something. I don't know.
Should we just sort of find how many things are wrong with this building post?
But you definitely cannot unsee that. And now you'll drive by and look at that black downspout, and you'll notice that it's a little off too.
I'm not sure I would have noticed this. Maybe right, not right away, maybe eventually. But mm-hmm. Now my eyes are drawn to it every time I'm in that intersection.
This is slightly out of town, but a couple people have asked the question, does anyone know what's going in at the corner of Bennett Road just before 130th? So that's inside North Royalton, right behind that gas station.
The Speedway, I think it's a Speedway. Yeah.
And I reached out to North Royalton council people. You know, no councilman is safe
from
me. And he quickly responded that...
it's none of your business?
No. He said that they're just clearing out the land right now. They did have approval for a mixed-use development, which is a little bit of condos, a little bit of commercial, and that gas station. But it has since expired. So we will probably expect them to come back with something after they clear the land out. But right now it's just land, but I would expect to see some businesses going in there. And that's all the posts we have for the week. Let's head over to Roger at Houndstown. He's going to tell us about the foster dog that he has available from Berea Animal Rescue. Let's hear about Comet.
Hey guys, it's Roger at Houghtonstown. First off, just want to say thank you again to both of you for helping share the word about what we're doing in conjunction with Bria Animal Rescue. This week, Comet has arrived here at Houghtonstown. He's a 2-year, 9-month-old shepherd mix. He came right in, is doing great with all of the other dogs that were here in the play pack that he's in. He did go through the Grafton Correctional Institute dog training program, so knows all of his basic commands and is truly just a good dog all around, getting along with all of the dogs that he's been face-to-face with in our interactive play. So if anybody does want to do a meet and greet, you can reach out to us here at Houghtonstown. Our number is 330-460-3052, and we can make arrangements to have you come in and do a meet and greet. Also, if you are looking for dogs, indoor cats, remember you can also go to the Bria Animal Rescue site. Just do a search for them, and you'll find that. And they've got plenty of dogs and cats that are up for adoption. So we're just helping them out by featuring a dog each week here. They have plenty of other dogs and cats that are up for adoption. So that's it for this week. Really appreciate you sharing this message with everybody. And we will talk to you again next week. Have a good week.
Newly released from the correctional facility.
Right. So if you like four-legged inmates, check out Comet over at Houghtonstown, Brunswick. Thanks, Roger, for sharing that with us. All right, let's take a real quick break. When we come back, we'll do things to do in the 212. We got some events and some eclipse events and some other great things going on right after this.
Hey, as much as we'd like to hear our own voices, we really want to hear from you. So go to BrunswickGroupTherapy.com and find that microphone button and leave us a message. We really do want to hear from you. Have a great day, everybody. See you soon.
And we're back. Let's start off right with some food. Puente's Tijuana Tacos is over at Family Tavern, April 6th. That's this Saturday from noon to 4 p.m. or until sold out. Do you know what a Tijuana Taco is?
I do not. Tell me more.
Me neither. but it is not a lady of the night in Tijuana. It is a flame-grilled meat and smoldering mesquite with a whiff of warm mesa. They're $4 for a taco or $5 for a queso taco. Queso taco is melted cheese between the filling and the tortilla. So I've heard a lot of great things about Puente's Tijuana Tacos. Mark's been there a couple times now. Let's see if I can make it out there. What else we got?
April 13th, we've got Monica Robbins and the Ninja Cowboys at Manzo Sports and Spirits. That's it. That's all I got.
They go on at 8:30. It's a rock and country night.
Like rock and country or rock and country?
Rock in. Rock apostrophe in country.
Got it.
Night over there. Manzo's Delicious Booze Baby is the slogan over there. Saturday, April 13th at 8:30 p.m. We got the wooden nickel calendar is out for the entire month of April. Tickets are on sale for the pig roast. They got drinks and food specials all month long. They have their Quizzard trivia on Tuesdays and Survey Says trivia on Wednesdays.
Yeah, I kind of prefer the quiz over the Survey Says, but they're both fun.
I like the Survey Says over the quiz, but both are a good time. Adult night out at Northeast Ohio Extreme Games.
What?
Yeah, 8 awesome activities for $20 per person. That is tonight at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. They have jelly ball, and that's like, it's like paintball,
but a softer pellet that doesn't leave a mark, I'm assuming.
And much smaller, yeah. Glow-in-the-dark dodgeball, cornhole, axe throwing. They have a great axe throwing program.
Love it.
It's like got a screen that projects and you can play different games and use the mouse to score. And yeah, good stuff. The RC car track.
That is so fun. If you have not done that, highly, highly recommend. Do they still do that on Thursdays at Ignite?
No. Now you're going to have to find it in other places. They had it at Ignite on some Thursdays, but it's a portable track you can rent for a party or see yet.
I think we should do that sometime.
Neo Extreme.
That was a lot of fun.
It sure was. The kids loved it too.
Yeah.
Giant yard pong. I don't know what that is.
I think it's like the big Rubbermaid, like garbage can looking things and like a volleyball, like beer pong, but it's giant.
extreme cornhole. That sounds a little dangerous. And giant Jenga It says bring your own drink of choice. Oh. And again, 8 activities for the low price of $20 per person. Nobody knows where this is. It is on North Carpenter, just north of 303, on the right-hand side if you're heading north.
Left-hand side if you're heading south.
Down a long, bumpy driveway.
Yeah.
With there's a sign there. It says the courthouse. It's got several businesses there listed, including Ignite Brewery and NEO Extreme Games.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, and for $20.
I mean, and bring your own drink of choice.
Yeah, it's 3 hours long, and then when you're done, you can head up to Ignite and check that out as well.
What are we doing tonight?
I think we're available. We might have to do that.
I think we might have to do that.
Okay, let's go. All right, let's get into some of these eclipse things, because, you know, this is the only time you're going to get to see it. You better plan it big.
I read a post that local hotels that normally aren't someplace you would choose as number one are almost triple the price because people are flocking here just to see this.
Yeah, I mean, you can only see it in totality in a little area across the U.S. So.
I also saw a video of someone asking, why do you care that much? And the answer was, it's life-changing, and it's something you do not want to miss. And there are people that chase it as it's going.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm that into it, but I am excited to see it.
Yeah. All right, here's our first event here. We got the Brunswick VFW. Obviously, the eclipse is on the 8th, so all of these are happening on the 8th. The patio opens up at 1 p.m. It says, bring a chair and enjoy the solar eclipse with us. Children are welcome. Hot dog, chips, and a pop for just $5. And that's at the Brunswick VFW.
I think we just figured out what we might be doing that day.
And then the canteen will open up after the eclipse is over. Don't choose too quickly. Oh. Here's some more parties. Oh. The backyard at 1813 Pearl Road, just south of Laurel, is also having a solar eclipse party. That starts at noon. Kaylee and Luke will be holding down the patio bar outside, and Pat will be smoking wings and firing off smash burgers. Mm. It is free glasses with any purchase, and the backyard is under some new management.
Okay, so this solar eclipse is going to... You know, so can we go to start at 1 and then follow it over to, no?
And get an extra 20 seconds of viewing?
Yeah.
Maybe. All right, here's another one. Ignite Brewing is having a Brews and Views eclipse party. They are obviously having the party on the patio where you can watch the eclipse. They are opening early at 1:30 with peak viewing times around 3. That's everywhere. Solar eclipse glasses will be available, and they're celebrating with a special tapping of Black Magic Black IPA.
They do have a great, great patio.
And they have great, great beer.
Yeah.
So that's a definite option. Here's another one. Manzo Sports and Spirits, 65 Pearl Road, is having a home opener party and a solar eclipse party. They open at noon with free hot dogs and $2 eclipse drink specials.
How are we going to choose?
I don't know. We could fill up on hot dogs and then go have some drinks, and then we can go have some smash burgers. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of options here. Okay, here's one more. It's the last one we got here. This one is at Red Wagon Farm in Columbia Station, so more delicious beer. They have a band playing, Charles Giel and the Ghost Band. They're giving away solar glasses to the first 500 guests. So, you know, make sure you have your solar glasses. If you don't have solar glasses, there's a couple places you can get them for free. You do need those to see. And somebody posted in the group that there was a local business that was selling fake ones that could actually hurt your eyes. And it said when you flipped it over to the back, it said not responsible for damage to the eyes, not something approved. It was quite silly. So
I saw something about you shine your cell phone light through it, and if you can see the light, they're not protective, I think is what it was.
Interesting. But back to Red Wagon Farm. They are open noon to 6 that day with the band, with the beer, with the totality like everybody else. But they're also raffling off 3 sets of Guardian baseball tickets.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know if it's for that day. Probably not. That would be too quick, but that's the last and final one that I found. I'm sure there's hundreds of other events around in the area. And,
yeah, if anybody's hosting a party too, click the link and leave us a message and let us know where to be and what time and what you're having.
And that's all the posts we have. Let's see. Don't forget, tax day is coming up next week.
You did ours, right?
They're done.
Great.
And they're done. City Hall is open Saturdays, tomorrow and next Saturday, I believe. In case you haven't done your city taxes yet, you need help and you're not available to go during the week. Probably be a line the closer you get to the date. That's it. That's all I got. Thanks for doing it with me. Twice. And hopefully Kimberly will be back next week.
Yeah, I hope so too. I much rather enjoy listening to the sound of her voice than my own.
And stay safe, Brunswick. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
As always, I want to thank you for checking out the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast and for supporting local Brunswick area businesses. If you enjoyed your time, please check us out online at brunswickgrouptherapy.com, where you can continue the conversation with a voice message that may be featured on future podcast episodes or posts. You can also follow us on our Brunswick Group Therapy social media pages on both YouTube and Facebook. If you own or manage an area business and would like to be featured in an upcoming Brunswick Group Therapy podcast, please reach out to Kimberly or I through any of our social media pages. We are passionate about supporting local, and it's the reason for this podcast.
Thank you for joining us for another therapy session. A reminder that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants and do not represent any business, group, employer, or organization. The material and information presented here is for general information and entertainment purposes only.